All right, it's Thinking Out Loud from KBIA tonight. We're kind of previewing the upcoming school year, school getting started with the University of Missouri next week, and we're talking with a lot of people who will be involved this weekend as everybody moves in and then through the next 8 or 9 months of the school year. One of the people whose organization obviously is getting ready for a large influx of students is Captain Brian Weimers with the MU Police Department. Captain, thanks a lot for coming in today and talking with us.
Thanks for having us in.
Let's talk first of all about this coming weekend, because obviously classes start on Monday, but that's not when things get busy. Things probably start getting busy Thursday or Friday as an awful large group of people starts coming into town. And just talk about how you guys are getting ready for that.
Sure. There's a lot of people moving back to town. With that comes a lot of traffic congestion. So every year we work very closely with residential life and other groups to establish a traffic flow pattern, get that out to people to help them get moved in, because we know moving can be a very stressful time for people. A lot of times parents are dropping off their kids for the first time. So to help alleviate that stress, we try to work with them as much as possible to get the traffic flow going, get them in, and get them out.
A lot of people that aren't real familiar with the campus and are probably going to be doing some wandering and staring and driving the wrong direction and kind of getting themselves into some concerns with that.
Exactly. A lot of people from out of town hadn't been here before, so try to give them a lot of traffic direction, a lot of signs and those type of things to get them around. Plus, then there's a lot of foot traffic, so it's important to people to slow down and be aware of that, because people may step out in front of you because they simply aren't paying attention because they're looking for a building or something.
Sure, sure. We talked a little bit about this with residential life with Frankie, but when you're talking with people before they even come in, what advice are you giving folks as far as getting ready, and what's the best way to approach moving in?
A lot of it is just making sure that you follow the schedules that residential life sent you, because they have very good direction on how to get you in and get you out quickly. They take a lot of stuff that's worked for them in previous years and get that out there. It's important. A lot of people will look at it and think, well, I can do it different. Well, maybe for you personally you could change something, but that affects a whole bunch of people. So their message is to make sure that they get that large group in and large group out. So make sure that you're paying attention to what they're telling you. Work with them, and it'll go smoothly.
Captain Brian Weimer with us. And let's just talk a little bit more about sort of the mission and responsibilities of MUPD. On the one hand, people, you know, maybe don't associate this as being like a big city police department, but just separated for a moment, if you would, in your mind from the city of Columbia, you're talking about one of the larger cities in the state of Missouri, tens of thousands of students, faculty, and whoever else is wandering through, particularly on a football Saturday. And just talk a little bit about the job that goes with keeping this campus safe.
Sure. Our department provides a law enforcement function, and that is the safety and security of our students. With that, we have 37 sworn police officers. We have another 7 security guards, and they're the ones that carry the keys, lock and unlock things, look for lights and other problems that are out. And we also employ part-time employees that go out, provide extra security at residence halls, at some of the smaller concerts, and, of course, make it very easy for us to do the football games, because we couldn't do it without them, because they're the ones out there helping with the traffic direction, those type of things. Our 37 officers simply can't be everywhere at once, so they provide the eyes and ears and get us the information. But it's important for us to rely on our community. And I think with our small community, it is good that we have a close knit with them. They let us know if they see problems and issues, because realize the police can't be everywhere. So we are very fortunate on our college campus to have residential life, we have ADAPT, we have the Women's Center, and a lot of groups out there trying to do the same thing we are and get a safe message out, be very proactive, but then also encourage people to call in with problems and issues that they may see, because we may not have seen that, so that we can address them together.
Brian Weimer with us from the MUPD. School starting on Monday, and we're kind of previewing what's going on with a lot of different areas on campus here on Thinking Out Loud this evening from KBIA. You mentioned 37 officers. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of campus functions, what is your role as far as an educational mission? Are these 37 officers, are some of them students? Are these all professional officers, some of both?
All of them are full-time police officers.
Okay.
Now, with that, some of them may be going back to get a master's degree or further in their education. The vast majority of our officers have bachelor's degrees, but some of them are also working on finishing their bachelor's degrees. But no, these people are full-time police officers, and that's their mission. Some of the part-time people are campus safety officers. They may be students, but they may also be part-time community people.
I see. Okay, interesting. We mentioned one of the things that is obviously a lot of great fun for those of us who aren't working at a job like yours on those days, football Saturdays, tens of thousands of people coming in. What are some of the challenges that go with those? Because I know we've all seen some pretty wild times on Saturdays around here.
Sure. A lot of it, of course, from the get-go is the traffic. A lot of people coming in from outside and taking over. It's a big party. That's what it's promoted as. But, you know, we just want it to be safe, and that's the main thing. A lot of times we see a lot of alcohol causing problems. People get intoxicated, especially with the heat at the early games, which causes dehydration. We see a lot of medical emergencies from that.
Sure.
Get people very intoxicated that will go out and get into fights and get into situations that normally they would not get into. So that's why we really watch for that and try to prevent it from happening. So that's why you do see a lot of alcohol enforcement. The laws still apply on football games. A lot of people think, well, it's a football game. Well, it doesn't mean it's chaos.
You know?
So we enforce those for safety reasons. And it's not to get numbers. It's to make sure, because we've seen, and we have a lot of practice to show, that that alcohol later on will cause us problems and issues both outside the game, inside the game, and after the game.
We did a program on this topic. It's been several years ago now, and I was talking with the chief of the police department at Penn State, mm-hmm. and he mentioned that the biggest problem that he had on campus on football Saturdays was after the game had started with people that came onto campus to party and had absolutely no interest in going to the Nittany Lions football games. Do you run into some of that where it's people that are just coming in to maybe cause trouble and that it's not necessarily the guy that comes in and has a couple of Bloody Marys with breakfast and then goes and watches the football game and isn't causing problems?
Yeah, I don't think they're coming in with the exact intent of causing problems, but that's what they wind up doing. You're correct.
Yeah.
We see thousands of people that have no intention of ever going to that game that congregate in the parking lots for a big party. And from there, the alcohol continues to go, and especially, like I said, with the heat and those type of things, we run into problems later because of that, both from the medical issues and then also fights and disturbances and issues later on.
I want to talk with you, and it's not a subject that is comfortable for a lot of people, but it's certainly something that is a big part of what you guys are trying to do, and particularly in the prevention standpoint. What advice do you have for the young women coming across campus keeping themselves safe? Because there's a whole lot of people that are going to be coming in here that are 18, 19 years old that haven't been to college before and maybe just need to be reminded about making smart decisions.
Sure, it's a safe campus, but that being said, we strongly encourage people to always go places in pairs. It's obviously safer. If a group of people is going to go out during the night, make sure that one person is going to be designated to be the sober person. Because one, they're your driver, but two, they're looking over everybody in the group to making sure that they weren't perhaps too intoxicated, doing things that there's no way that they would normally do. Perhaps they were drugged with something. So one person's kind of looking over the group, making sure that everybody gets home safely, and that's a very important key. Also, you know, if you're out walking, walk in the well-lit areas. Don't try to be walking behind things. Realize there's a number of emergency phones on campus and stuff. If you feel unsafe and need help, you can give us a call, and we'll be there. But work together. Look out for each other. You've heard of the Green Dot program on campus, too, and that's where people, you know, not even other women, but you're just looking out for each other on campus.
Mm-hmm.
And if you see something that don't quite look right, even if your friend may be an aggressor, kind of getting out of hand with someone, pull them to the side and stop it before it happens. So working together, we can make it a lot safer. Once again, with, you know, only having the 37 officers that we do, working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we cannot be everywhere. So we need our community to work with us to make it safe.
I've asked just about everybody that's been on the show this same basic question. As a professional law enforcement officer and somebody that's done this job for a while, you've obviously made a conscious choice to work on a campus as opposed to being with a municipal police department. And obviously there's some challenges that go with that, but there must obviously also be some good things that go with that because you have made this decision to stay on campus.
Yeah, it's definitely provides some unique challenges because you get a new community that comes in each year.
Sure.
So, but once again, we're very fortunate on a college campus because you are not in it alone. You have the groups like Residential Life, you have ADAPT, you have all these groups working together to make sure that people are safe. They give us great opportunities to get out and build relationships with our community. So it's good to work with them in those aspects, and it makes it a rewarding job for our people. I see a lot of young people coming in that's here to learn. So you have the ability to strongly influence and help people with their lives. So I think that's a key for why we become university officers as opposed to city officers.
Well, of course, if people want to find out more about the department, they can look up online. It's mupolice.missouri.edu. And if there is a question, if there is a concern, or if there is a genuine emergency, remind folks how to get in touch with you here on campus.
911 is the best way. That call will probably go through joint communications, but it'll immediately come to our officers because most of the 911 calls we get are for medical emergencies and stuff. So it's routed kind of through them, but right instantly to us so that you can get the help. So, yes, don't be going to the website or sending an email for an emergency.
Right.
Make sure you get that. Call in for emergency assistance and we can get there.
And that raises another issue real briefly I wanted to ask you about, and that is the cooperative nature, obviously, of the situation that you've got particularly with CPD, with Boone County Sheriff, with whom, well, other law enforcement agencies. A little bit of a unique situation, but obviously there's going to be a lot of cooperation going on between those different forces.
There's a great deal of cooperation, and you see it as with what you were talking about earlier, for sure in the 7 football games.
Right.
There's no way that we could make this happen without all those groups working together. And the Highway Patrol, of course, brings so much assistance to us. But by doing that, the community should look at that and realize all the positives, because if a disaster would occur on our campus, if there would be problems, it's not that just that we've done some type of drills or we have written protocols, but we've actually worked together. We look across from the people. We can put a face with a name. So those games allow us to work together and test things, strengths, opportunity to improve. So, yes, we all have a great working relationship here. Obviously, the City of Columbia Police Department helps us out a great deal. We will step out and help them if they need assistance also. But everybody's really willing to work back and forth together, share a lot of information. There's no magic walls around our campus. And what I mean by that is a lot of the problems that we're seeing are caused by some of the same people that the City of Columbia, Boone County, and those are seeing. So by sharing information and working together, hopefully we're making things a lot safer.
How long have you been here?
I've been here 22 years.
I was going to say, the name, you've been around for a while now. We've seen this place change over however many years, haven't you?
It's changed a lot. There's a lot more students now, obviously. I've seen places where they were old buildings become parking lots, become grass, and become new buildings. So it's amazing to see how the campus structure has changed over the years. And with that, as far as law enforcement, we've seen a lot of changes also now with a lot more physical security measures that we didn't have in the past. There's a lot more cameras in places that can help us with crime to solve them, also give people better lighting with the type of lighting that's out there now and those type of things. So technology has greatly made a difference, but we can't just simply rely on that. We still need some of the core things that we were talking about earlier, people looking out for each other, walking together, and staying together.
Captain Brian Weimer, MU Police Department. Again, it's mupolice.missouri.edu, and we appreciate the time an awful lot, and enjoy your school year as it gets going.
Great. Thanks for helping us get the information out.